We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour of Mustard and Johnson brought to you by Audi Norwell. Audi Norwell, your exclusive Audi dealer on the South Shore.
The preacher and the teacher. Mustard and Johnson. It's Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Talk all things socks, pats, B's and C's right now with Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network at WEEI.com.
It is hour number two, Mustard and Johnson, on this Saturday. Feels a little like fall. You know, we're starting to think about football. Just 12 days away, if you're paying attention, to the kickoff of the NFL season. That would be on September 5th when the Packers and Bears go at it. I think you know by this point that the reason why the Patriots aren't defending their Super Bowl title on Thursday night in the kickoff game is because they wanted to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the NFL with two of the original. What do you mean, who cares? You don't care about seeing the Bears and Packers on Thursday night? It's football.
No, I want to see the...
You want to put your mouth to the microphone? It usually works better that way.
No, it's something you're very good at. Yeah.
excellent retort there, Larry Johnson.
What's the matter?
Touche. You all right there?
I'm great.
Yeah, you can just talk into the microphone. You don't have to talk to me. So you mean you don't care? You don't care about the Bears and Packers?
I'd rather see the Patriots.
You can't wait. You can't wait another 2 days to indulge your. The desire about seeing the Patriots.
I want to see them. I want to see football. I want to see college football. I want to see Boston College. I want to see Mike Vrabel's son playing left tackle. That's what I want.
Well, you had a chance to watch football Thursday, and you just dismissed
it
out of hand.
You going to call that football?
Right. No, we're all looking forward to the real thing beginning.
Scuffled out of stadium in halftime.
Quickly as possible. No, my plan was, this was my plan. I don't know if you've been down. You probably haven't been to a Gillette event ever. Have you ever been to a Patriot game?
I have one.
You know, we attend because we live close. We went to the Stones early in the summer, and we've gone to Patriot games and other concerts in the past. And you can't get into dinner. You would not like this unless you get there like at 4:30. If you get there after 5, it's usually about 2 hour wait for any of the restaurants and food venues in Patriot Place. So I decided to go to a restaurant after the game at 9 o'clock. That's reasonable. Mm. A little snack at the game, and you're ready to roll. So that was our master plan, and I thought it worked very nicely because, yeah. Did you see Stidham? I keep on calling him Stidham. Stidham. Fumble in the second half. Okay, yes. I missed that part live. Didn't see much of what happened in the second half. But essentially all you're looking at is second and third teamers who are desperately trying to make the team. So that's all it really is. And we all can't wait for the Patriots on Sunday night, September 8th, to play their first game in anger against their longtime rival, the Steelers, a team that probably very angry about not making the playoffs last year, did beat the Patriots. Patriots didn't lose another game after that. That will be interesting. But I'll be looking forward to that Thursday night game. You don't want to see...
Anything will be good. It's better than, you know... I just think for them to think that that's the game people want to see.
Well, what are you talking about? You don't want to see Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, I don't care what kind of a season. New coach. I think people are going to be fascinated by that. I know we don't like or care much about the NFC, but Aaron Rodgers is still a very good quarterback.
Khalil Mack. I want to see it. Sure.
Right. I mean, you got Khalil Mack on the other side. And the Bears were a playoff team. Lost after Cody Parkey double doinked on that field goal attempt. Allowing the Eagles to go on to the next round.
This quarterback they got, Trubisky.
Yeah, I mean, but he's still a quarterback that people want to see, and I think a lot of people, and I think they'll do very well on Thursday night with that game.
Any football will be good.
No, but it's Aaron Rodgers. Is he going to return?
He's a headliner. Somebody you want to see.
And up until last year, you know, what did we say about Rodgers? The best quarterback playing in the game today. Brady might be better all time. Rodgers has all the physical tools.
Rodgers has great feet. He really does.
Yeah, and the quick release. But he and the former coach certainly had their share of problems. We shall see what happens with the new coach. All right, 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Lots to call, a lot of calls to get to, so little time to do it. We'll begin this hour with our buddy Brad out in San Diego. Were you at the game last night, Brad?
I did not. I had to work last night, but I have tickets for tonight and tomorrow. So I thought it was only fitting for me to call you since they're here in town. And I like what I saw last night on TV. That's for sure. My wife didn't like it, though, because she's a diehard Padre fan, born and raised.
Wait a minute. There's such thing as a diehard Padre fan? That's almost like an oxymoron. Plenty.
What is she rooting for?
Yeah, really.
There are plenty out here. And, you know, they're born and raised here. Both of my sons, same thing. And, you know, I tried to pull them over. But they're, you know, and my sons have come over to the Red Sox over the years, but I think their heart is still with the Padres.
Well, they have to do something because you're getting ready to lose your football team.
Well, they're already gone. Yeah. They left last year, 2 years ago. But the Padres, you have to admit, really gone. And I know you're a Red Sox fan. I can tell in your voice you're from New England, Brad, but the Padres are, maybe because they're West Coast and they haven't been very successful, they are one of the most anonymous teams in Major League Baseball. No one knows anything about the Padres.
Yeah, the irony is that they do give the Dodgers trouble, which is kind of perplexing to me because the Dodgers seem to be on their way to another World Series
appearance. Yeah.
Well, here's my question. Do the Red Sox still have a scintilla, a little iota of hope here, Brad, or is the season over?
Yeah. Well, that was the thing that I was going to mention was, you know, when I bought the tickets Sunday for Sunday's game, tomorrow are in the field level. And I got some pretty nice seats because my wife won't go otherwise. And I was hoping that they were going to, you know, be that World Series team. But I don't know. I mean, I think that I've kind of just given in. And I hear the Yankee fans saying, we're done. And they may be right, but they're my team, you know. And that's where my heart is.
That's the spirit.
All right. Hey, Brad, enjoy the game. Enjoy the weather. And if it were up to me, I don't know how Brad affords to live out in San Diego. You check out the real estate prices out there. You think they're bad around here?
It's one of the few places I've traveled that I actually got a help wanted section out to see if I could get a job out there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Have you checked out the average home price in the San Diego area?
I try and stay close to Larry Lucchino.
Yeah. And if you look at it, I think it works out. It translates. If you have a 3,000 square foot home in Boston, you can afford a 1,800 square foot home in San Diego. That takes at least one bedroom out of it and maybe a den. I mean, it is a totally different real estate market. Who wouldn't want to live in San Diego 12 months a year? Oh, I know you love La Jolla.
I do.
And I would go back in a heartbeat. I told my wife, I said, except for separating from Larry Johnson, maybe we could find a way to continue. If you told me tomorrow,
Kept Joey put one of those lines in.
Yeah, one of those ISB lines.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he'd do that.
Oh,
anything to keep this show going.
You have to.
And I would move to San Diego yesterday. No question about it. 617-779-7937. It's Jerry up in New Hampshire who's next on Sports Radio.
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, hello. How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, I just wanted to say something about Josh Gordon.
Go ahead.
You asked a caller before the break.
Hello.
He thought of Josh Gordon. Yeah, you asked what he thought of Josh Gordon's situation.
Right. Yep.
I don't know for sure, but I doubt that guy's ever seen Josh Gordon in his life.
So you think it's difficult for people who've gone through similar situations to evaluate other people. Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly.
Right.
Also, a question came up, a statement, that if you call somebody, you know, when you're wanting to drink or use.
Could you get help?
I'm an alcoholic.
I
kind of figured it might be even going in that direction. I think that our friend might be indulging even as we do this radio show.
I hope not. Matt, what's his name? Well, anyway, call and get some help if you need it.
Joel and Natick is next on Sports Radio WEEI. Hey, Joel.
Joel.
Oh, Joel.
Yes.
Hey, Joel.
Yes. How you doing?
Good. What's How are you?
Fine. So my question is this. The Yankees just got this pitcher named Corey Guerin off waivers from the Mariners. And he's 33 years old. He worked 48 games with two starts for the Mariners. He was 0-2 with a 3.92 ERA. Red Sox weren't interested in getting a pitcher like that?
Well, I think the Red Sox are, at this point...
Maybe they're up against their budget.
No, I think there's kind of a throwing in the towel, even though they're playing a little bit better now. They've won 6 out of their last 8, and they would never say that the season's over, but I think that the front office is treating it that way. And Joel, didn't you get that sense on July 31st when the Red Sox were still only within a game or two of that second wild card and still within shouting distance of the Yankees at that point, that even at that point, it seemed as if Dombrowski and company didn't want to pull the trigger on any kind of move?
That would have cost them some money. This one's just a pitcher from off waivers.
Yeah, but I think...
It's a big difference. Right. Besides,
okay, all right, Joel, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the Red Sox pick up this pitcher from Seattle. What kind of impact is that going to have on the final 32 games of a season when you're 7 and 8 games behind in the loss column to the two teams that are vying for that second wild card?
I understand that. The problem is the Red Sox need another starting pitcher. They just lost Sale for the whole year.
Right. But I do think, and this is what I think Dave Dombrowski's been thinking about it, and I think he sent that message, Larry, back on July 31st, almost a month ago. This is what we got. What you see is what you get. And we're not making any moves. Maybe they believe, and I think probably on a justifiable basis, this team isn't ready to make, even if they do get a little bit closer in the second wild card. What if by some miracle they do overtake both Tampa and Oakland and get into the wild card game? How far are they really going to go?
You
going to
have Sale back?
Probably not. I mean, No, it's not going to happen. I don't believe the Red Sox are totally done. I think everybody else seems to believe that. I don't. I know Fangraphs had them at 1.5% making the playoffs a couple days ago. Now it's 4.5% according to ESPN. It's not likely, and I think that's the way they're thinking over at Fenway Park. 617-779-7937, the telephone number, Mustard and Johnson. Matt, you're in the car, and you're next on Sports Radio. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, so you guys asked the question, how does somebody get here? So I'm going to tell you that I am an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a recovering alcoholic. Highly functioning, but I drink every day. And it basically started with me coming home from work. It started with a six-pack of beer. And I'd have 3 or 4 left over. Then the next day, I buy another 6-pack of beer. And after a couple of years, it turned into a 12-pack. After another couple of years, it turned into an 18-pack. And, I mean, I'm a successful engineer, but I'd be able to quit for a year or two at times. But it's not tragedy in my life. It's my personality. I have a highly addictive personality. I get addicted to work. I get addicted to bike riding. I get addicted to whatever I do. So for some people, it's just the way they're wired. If you have an addictive personality, no matter what you do, I mean, if I was to pick up heroin, I'd definitely become a heroin addict. If I was to pick up marijuana, I would be addicted to marijuana. So sometimes you just get here because of your personality.
Right.
I know a lot of people like me that have a highly addictive personality.
So if your wife had a company function tonight, she wanted you to go, but she wanted you to be sober, would you be able to do that?
I would probably drink before, but not drink there, to be honest with you.
Now, why would you have to drink to go?
Because literally, Mr. Johnson, I can tell you, I cannot remember the last day I went without having a beer.
Wow. Mm. You know, but I do think our society, and I, you know, I'm not saying that you are blameless here. We all have to take responsibility for what we do.
Absolutely.
But we're in a society that we're conditioned to be consumers and to be addicts. I don't care if it's alcohol, cigarettes, food, whatever it is, we're conditioned to want more and more of it. And sometimes it's not everybody can handle it. I can have two drinks on a Friday night at a restaurant, and I'm totally fine for another 2 weeks.
So
other people like you can't deal with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the one thing that hit me the hardest, I think, was my wife looked at me one day. She never said anything about my drinking, but she looked at me one day and said, "Kevin, you know what bothers me? I can't tell a difference if you haven't been drinking or if you've had a 12-pack.
But as you said, you're functional. Now, let me ask you this. While, you know, we can talk about you all day long, but I'm interested what your thoughts are as far as how Gordon needs to comport himself to get back on the field and actually make a viable contribution to this team.
Yeah, and first of all, I just want to say, do you think I like being like this? Absolutely not.
No.
Josh Gordon, what Josh Gordon needs to do is he needs to find what drives him and pick up something else. When I quit, for me, it was bike riding. When I quit for 2 years, I decided I was going to ride a bike instead of drink beer. He needs to decide if he's going to play football or do marijuana. You know what, guys? If it's just marijuana with Josh Gordon, that's shame on us as society, because I don't think it's that bad.
No, I don't either. But the problem is, Matt, from everybody I've talked to who is in the know, and thanks for the call, Larry, everybody I've talked to,
Matt,
down there, it's not just marijuana. If it were just pot, this would not be an issue. It's alcohol and other harder, much more dangerous drugs.
What was that guy who said, "Oh, I'm an alcoholic"? He says, but no, I drink a lot, but I'm not an alcoholic. I can stop whenever I want to.
Well, it's the old Richard Pryor line about Coke. Hey, Coke is just recreational. Hey, I've been doing Coke for 30 years, and I'm not addicted. Yeah. Right. And we know what happened to him. He had a lot of other issues besides Coke, but he blew himself up when he was doing crack. That wasn't crack. What's that other one they used to do? Belushi died of it, too. Did a speedball. It was kind of a liquid version of cocaine.
Right.
And remember, prior in 1980, I believe, lit up some liquefied version of Coke and almost killed himself. Lit himself on fire. Then he eventually died later on of multiple sclerosis. But he had a tragic life and a drug-addicted life. And he needed, and he always said, he didn't think he could be funny without doing coke and other drugs. And he's considered one of the great comedians of all time. Josh Gordon obviously believes that no matter how he tries, he still can't be the player he thinks he can be
without
the help of some medicinal, quote-unquote, substances. All right, 617-779-7937. We're discussing that. Some Patrick Chung thrown in there as well. Maybe your thoughts on the Patriots in their first three preseason games. And, of course, the Red Sox still kind of wallowing in that 6.5, 7-game behind the two wild card teams for the second wild card in the American League. We want to talk about that as well. We're here until 11. Mustard and Johnson, Sports Radio, WEEI.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
And here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Another win for the Red Sox. They've won 6 out of the last eight games after an 11-0 spanking of the Padres out in San Diego last night. Eduardo Rodriguez, a.k.a. El Gualo, got his 15th win of the season, going 7 strong innings with 6 Ks. J.D. Martinez, a.k.a. Flacco, hit 2 3-run home runs, 7 RBIs. Red Sox back in action tonight. Nathan Eovaldi looking to bounce back in the mound for the Sox. First pitch at 8:40. Your pregame with Will Fleming starts at 7:40. And then Josh Lewin and Joe Castig will have the call right here on the Shaws and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Patriots, of course, finish out the preseason, thank the Lord, on Thursday against the Giants in that annual affair. Bad news for a special teamer, Brandon King, however. He suffered a torn quadricep Thursday night and is likely out for the season. And that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Mustard and Johnson, Sports Radio WEEI. Just warming up the seat for Mark with a C, Andy with a Y. They'll give you their insight and what has unfolded for Patrick Chung over the last couple of days. Certainly some good analysis from Andy as far as where the Patriots are after three preseason games. And I'm sure they'll have their take on Josh Gordon as they did last week. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number, and we head down to Georgia for Big Al, who's next on Sports Radio. Hey, Al.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Very good. I'll try to keep the language as clean as possible, okay? If you don't, I don't want you to get fined by the FCC or anything like that, like, you know, with that last caller there.
And I could hear it coming. I think there was a little slur in his voice. I think he was indulging in a few substances just before he got on the show. So that was inevitable.
No,
but we can trust you, Al. As a man of a military past, I know you're going to be on the up and up.
Well, you know, things get said on the flight line. But that's the flight line, okay? This is the radio. That's different. But listen, here's the deal. Patrick Chung, obviously not the brightest move, but I look at it like this, fellas. If he's got legal defenses in my home state of New Hampshire, and we have drug laws like everybody else, but if he's got defenses like it wasn't really mine or something, then good for him. God bless. Because certainly his paymaster, Robert Kraft, was able to take advantage of legal defenses in Florida with regard to his rather minor charge, let's say. So, what's good for Robert Kraft ought to be good for Patrick Chung.
Right, and I also believe, and you might have heard me say this, that I don't think we deal with drug possession in the proper way. Distribution may be something different, but simple possession, I know in New Hampshire, it's a Class B felony. You could, maximum sentence is 7 years, most likely given the fact that he has any priors, probation at best. And I wonder the NFL will do. Will they let the legal process play out,
or
will they come in?
That's a great question. Forgive me for jumping in on you there, Mustard. But until they resolve the Kraft thing, if I'm the NFL, I'm not going to do anything to Patrick Chung. How can I make a decision on Patrick Chung when I haven't made a decision on Kraft? And Kraft's case has predated Patrick Chung by what, 6, 8, 10 months?
Yeah, well, happened on the day of the Kansas City game.
That's where
the bust took place, or
so,
somewhere
around
there.
I thought they were going to resolve that at the NFL level. I don't even know if it's been resolved yet legally in Florida. Maybe they're waiting for that. But I thought that they were going to maybe announce it. You know how the NFL likes to put things out on a Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock or whatever to kind of hide it. I figured they'd do it during the Hall of Fame ceremonies, like the Friday before the speeches or whatever, to kind of low ball that. But, you know, if I don't know when the next chance is to do something like that, but I don't see him doing anything with Patrick Chung. In other words, I think Patrick Chung will be, all things being equal, he should be in uniform opening day, because until they resolve Kraft, how can you really resolve him?
Right. But the difference is that Kraft is an owner, and even if it is resolved, what kind of an impact would it really have on the field? You'd like to believe they have enough depth.
Nothing.
You'd like to believe, and I hate to be callous. You're right.
You can't do Patrick Chung until you do Kraft. I understand the situations are different, but I just don't know how you do the player and we're still going to wait on the owner. I don't get that.
Well, because the NFL is run by 32 owners, and one of the most important persons on the top of that hierarchy, along with Jerry Jones, is Bob Kraft. It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
We saw that on Thursday when he basically put out a halftime infomercial about himself.
I missed that because I was walking to a nearby restaurant. I missed that part didn't see the telecast.
Good for him for going to Israel. I think that was a great thing. I'm sure the players loved it. But I thought it was the coverage. I saw it, and I thought the coverage of it was a little too much Robert Kraft is a great guy.
Well, you know, you know, here's the problem I have with it. I mean, we all, I mean, it was self-promotional, obviously, a lot of self-aggrandizement, yep. and he's done some wonderful yep. things for a lot of people, yep. but there are some issues with Robert Kraft that I have. As great a guy as he is, and he called me when I had my right. cancer bout, and I thought that was a terrific okay. gesture on his part, and how okay. could I not be warmed by that, yet I was disturbed by right. the Orchids of Asia, and I'm disturbed by the way he cozies up to a particular prominent person in our country right now. I don't like that either, but he's a great owner. Mm-hmm. What can you say?
Trump?
That would be Trump.
You can't argue with the result.
Right.
He has a right to pick his, he has a right to pick his associates.
He certainly does, and I have a right to have an opinion about
you
it.
You do.
Exactly. 617-779-7937. It's Dave in Wilmington who's next on Sports Radio. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Dave.
Listen, first of all, I just want to say I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I listen to Sports Talk all day, and you guys by far are my favorite show.
Well, we appreciate that.
Thank you, Dave.
I want to talk a little bit about the Red Sox switch gears, and with the issues we've had with Eovaldi, you know, not coming close to what he did last year, sales issues and price.
Right.
Do you think there's any chance that, you know, the way Cora used that starting staff in the World Series last year might have damaged these guys, you know, maybe long-term? I keep thinking about, you know, when Billy Martin managed the A's, and, you know, he really ran that starting staff into the ground.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Mike Norris and that crew back in the late 70s, early 80s you're talking about, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Frankfurt, McCaddy.
Yeah, and all those guys, and that was a different era of baseball where the bullpen isn't managed the same way. But there was talk, even in these last few weeks, about using that pitching philosophy that we saw in the postseason with using starters
yeah.
in the bullpen. I think at this point, with Sale down, I think, again, if a miracle unfolds, they get in, but it doesn't look like it. And I would say this, Dave, as a Red Sox fan, would you have surrendered this season for the sake of winning that fourth title last year?
I probably would have.
Right.
I don't think he did anything wrong.
Nope.
He did what he had to do to win the World Series.
Right.
But, you know, you think back about Nathan Eovaldi and what he did last year, you know, starting and then coming back in the bullpen the next night or the night after. That was outstanding.
Well, I think that game three will forever go down in Red Sox lore as one of the great heroic performances, even though they lost the game. It was still, you'll never forget that game. And they actually right. lost it. But to yeah. me, that was the signature game of that World Series, the game they lost.
But how much do you pay for yeah. that?
They decided to pay on past performance, which is never a great idea, especially for a guy with two yeah. Tommy John surgeries.
I think that would be the mistake,
yeah.
is that they did invest in Eovaldi, and maybe Sale too, you know, after, you know, what happened and not taking a look at the workload last year a little harder. I mean, that could be the one fault. But,
well, you know, again, I would say that even though Sale wasn't the primary reason why they won last year, he was certainly part of it. And do they win a World Series last year, even though it wasn't, you know, single-handedly? Price had a lot more to do with what they did last year than Sale. But do they even win without making that trade and getting him? That's the question. But it unfortunately, Dave, Dombrowski's record is win now and worry about the future later. And I think we're seeing the future already.
Yeah. And, you know, just the way they had to win that World Series last year by putting the starters in the bullpen. The bullpen was flawed last year, even with Kimbrell and Kelly. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had to do that.
Right. And, you know, and Kimbrough was shaky at best, and they managed to survive it. But I think you made a couple good points.
And they ended up getting rid of both of them.
Yeah, I think you made a couple good points there, Dave. Thanks for calling. Danny in Quincy is next on Sports Radio. Danny, it's a beautiful day out there. Are we going to expect some more good weather for the next week or so? Danny? Danny must be new with that. This must be a new caller.
What's
Danny
that?
From Quincy.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Danny, usually when the talk show host says, "Hello, Danny, you're next on sports radio," you're supposed to jump in at any time. I know you're kind of a rookie at these things.
Yeah. I was juggling phones. I had the landline in one hand and they had the cordless in the other. Anyways.
What are you doing, calling another radio station at the same time you're calling us?
I had you on speaker with one phone and I had the handheld on the cordless on the other. Anyways, I'm getting old, Craig. What do you want to do?
Hey, you and me both, kid. You and me both.
Listen, Craig, you're funny, man. You've turned into a name dropper. You're a go-to-the-game name dropper now. You know, and now you're giving away your preseason tickets because you're such a...
Hey, Danny, did I tell you about that Houston game I went to a few years ago?
That was the next thing I was going to bring up. The Houston game, what was it, 45-3?
Yeah. I tell you, seriously, if you're not like a die-in-the-wool Patriot fan, if you're looking for just good football, going to Gillette Stadium is not the place to be because the Patriots dominated home. They barely, you know, the very few great games at Gillette Stadium.
I realized that many years ago, Larry, Craig, when I gave up my season tickets, man, I said, that's it. I'm just going to sit home. I'm going to watch this game, the Patriots, and whatever game's on at 4:30 or whatever, you know, and I'm just going to forget about it. It was too much. It was good while it lasted.
Forget about it.
Anyways, Larry, you had me cracking up this morning. He said, usually they blame the cousin, Larry, but now it was the carpenter, right?
Carpenter or a friend.
Got to watch out for those carpenters, right, Larry?
The killer line was, get yourself a new carpenter. I mean,
now, was that Karen? Was it Richard? Or was it the guy from 2,000 years ago? Which carpenter was actually doing that?
But you know something? I hope it's, you know, things aren't what they appear to be, because I know the extended, or I've met the extended family of the Chung family down in Jamaica, because they're from Jamaica.
They are, Wait a minute. They're from Jamaica? Oh, they would never indulge in any kind of substances from down there.
Plenty of upstanding citizens. As a matter of fact, his extended family's in the record business, and they produce some of the songs for my friend's Third World, who used to play with Santana all the time. If you go to their website, Craig.
Wait a minute. I saw Santana on Tuesday night. I'm going to drop another event on you.
I had the pleasure of meeting him backstage many times with Third World.
Santana?
Yes.
You met Santana?
Many times.
Danny, I am not worthy. I'm down on my knees. This is like a whole new side of you.
Stephen Cadcore, who's the lead guitarist for Third World, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference in their guitar playing. And the other guy was Stevie Ray Vaughan. So that's another one.
But Danny, I'll tell you, I brought my older son as a big music freak. He went to the Stones in July, unimpressed.
Yeah.
But he saw Santana on Tuesday night and absolutely loved it.
Well, I'll send you a link. You have your email address. I'll send you a link. You can check out the Third World's music. And you listen to Cadcore play, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
I can't believe I'm having a music discussion with Danny after 29 years of having conversations with you.
It takes up my ear time for sports. Now I'm done with my sports talk. But anyways, Larry, but you cracked me up, Larry, because the years ago when Brady got suspended, they were three deep in quarterbacks that year with the chicken man, the galloping chicken, Garoppolo, right, and Brissett. And off in four games, two of them went out with an injury. So I have been paying attention to the preseason, Larry, because I want to see how these other quarterbacks, specifically Stidham, does, because, you know, the future for Brady, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. Hey. So you want to be able to evaluate those guys. The other thing is the pass rush, Larry. I hope Belichick unleashes the defense and they become quarterback killers, because with Bennett
in the middle is going to be big. Gone.
I'm sorry?
Bennett in the middle.
Yeah, their defense. Be effective. I hate to base anything on preseason, but their defense looks really good.
Hey, Danny, what happened to Garoppolo?
What do you mean? What happened to him?
Did you see the last game he played?
I didn't have a chance.
Oh my gosh!
Right. Now they're playing the Chiefs tonight, and I wish that game were on some sort of NFL game.
They lost Flowers, but now they have Derek Rivers as the wild card. If he can stay on the field for a full season, Derek Rivers could be a force as well as a defensive line pass rusher. And you know, so I have been. This is really the first year I've been tuned into the preseason because I think the backups that are playing in these games are very interesting to watch.
Well, let me ask you, Dan.
What's interesting, as much as we get after Belichick for his drafting in the past, this is a good draft.
Well, let me ask you this, Dan. Since you were obviously a big advocate of the galloping chicken, do you see a little Garoppolo in this Stidham guy?
Listen, you can evaluate a quarterback in the preseason. I hear, you can't evaluate because they're playing against. But you can judge how accurate his passes are. You can you know, does he have good pocket presence? Can he is velocity on the ball, where he puts the ball?
Good
feet.
I mean,
those things you can evaluate irrespective of who they're playing. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad we have something to back up Brady. And even Hoya looked pretty good in the preseason.
Oh, geez. Look, the game he was in.
I am not going to get excited about Brian Hoyer. I'm sorry.
You say that about all newcomers, all of them, you know. So, the thing is, if you have a good sign in the preseason, maybe it goes the other way, Larry. Because you can't judge the draft picks until they get in the game. I'm more worried about the injuries, Larry. The concussion to Watson troubles me because I think he was ready to unleash and make a comeback with the Patriots with Brady, and that worries me. And I think the kick return is out for the season.
No. Not that I know of.
The punt no.
No, he's a special teams guy. Brandon King's a special teams player.
Yeah, he's a special
teams player.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but he's not the returner.
Not the returner.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I like that returner.
They came out healthy out of the last preseason game. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
Relatively healthy, except for Watson had the concussion, but he's going to be out for the first four games anyway with a suspension. So,
right, and we got one more to go.
And all that really matters, Danny, I appreciate the call. Hate
Thanks,
to cut
Danny.
You off, kid, but as we all know, just getting out of here unscathed is all you really want for preseason games. Don't get Brady hurt. Keep that defense relatively intact. Hope that Chung is able to figure out a way to get back on the field after the cocaine.
But my carpenter did it.
The old standby. 617-779.
Don't blame me. Blame the carpenter.
793-7. Mustard and Johnson. We got the finale, the final segment, the curtain call on the way on Sports Radio.
Talking to myself and feeling old.
Speaking of the Carpenters, sometimes one of those golden oldies from the early 70s.
Guy sitting at Chung's apartment holding his hammer.
Listening to some Karen and doing some
rainy
doing
days.
A couple lines. What a way to celebrate. A little Carpenters.
You Leave My Girl Alone. One of the purest voices.
One of the great voices.
Heard.
And you know, she started off as a drummer.
I know it.
Her first band, she didn't even sing.
Yeah.
She played drums on. How did they keep that voice down for so many years?
I don't know.
But one of the great singers of all time.
One of my favorites.
But it's always the Carpenters. 617-779-7937. Mike and
Canton. The Carpenter did it.
You're next on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, indeedy.
How are you?
So the big World Series preview last night at Chavez Ravine.
How you like that catcher's performance last night?
Oh, yeah.
You talking about Sanchez?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know, the Yanks really took apart their ace last night. So, I mean, that's got to give the
Dodgers. How do you pronounce that guy's name?
Ryu, I believe. Ryu, I'm not 100% sure. But
I thought their ace was that left-hander with the long hair and the scraggly beard.
They're both Kershaw and Ryu. They're both. Yeah. Ryu's got an ERA up until this game. He had an ERA of 164.
Let me ask you this. I know we're indulging you. I don't know why we are, but let me ask you this. Yes. I heard this on the Fan this morning driving in.
Yes.
Caller suggested it's better for the Astros to have the better regular season record. So, the Yanks would avoid either Cleveland, Tampa, Oakland, or even the Red Sox in the first round.
No, I don't agree with that. Okay. No, I don't. I think that's silly.
Hey, Mike, is Dave's tire still around?
Dave sold his business.
I heard that.
Larry.
No one cares. So. I want to hear more about Mike's playoff picture scenario for the Yankees.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I mean, look, Craig. I mean, anybody is going to be good in the playoffs, okay? You're going to have a challenge from anybody. I mean, the Twins are probably the team the Yanks want to play the most.
Right, and that would be only if they're the second-best team in the American League.
So, I know it's going to be the only team that really – even though they had trouble with Oakland, obviously, the last few days, the team that really concerns me is Houston. Because I think Oakland's got a good club if they get in, but the problem is – Billy Bean cannot win a playoff series.
No.
He just can't.
Now, can't win wild card games. It's
amazing.
Yeah, it is. You know? Give him all this. People forget how what he's doing out there and what he's done consistently for so many years, but they just can't. They can't close it in the postseason.
How many elimination games have they lost, Craig? Something like 17 in a row. Something ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. But a good game last night, Mike. Appreciate the call, John and Gardner. You're going to close once again for us on this fine Saturday. What's happening, John?
Good morning, boys. Thank you very much.
Good morning,
Larry.
Yes, sir.
Larry, I get a little parable for you.
Okay.
It's about John and Larry, a couple of neighbors, all right? So it's Saturday, late morning, it's time to mow the lawn. So Larry and John set out to mow their lawn, right? Larry completes the mission, goes right through, maybe does the edging of the lawn with the weed whacker, maybe it's the week to do trim the hedges, whatever. He goes right through and does everything. And then he sits down and has a nice cold beer on the stoop. It's 90 degrees, he maybe has two. John, on the other hand, halfway through the lawn, decides it's time for a cold one, which turns into two or three. He goes back to mowing the lawn, but then he decides it's maybe it'd be better if he loaded up a cooler and has it outside so he doesn't have to be in and out of the house. Never finished the lawn. He gets hammered. Can't go to his kids' recital that night. Larry, meanwhile, has, cleaned up. He goes out to dinner with the wife and kids, maybe a movie afterwards, what have you. Larry never understands why John can't mow his damn lawn and make it nice. He's got to drink the damn beers. Why does he do this every weekend? My lawn looks perfect. His is a mess. He's a nice guy, but once he gets going, he can't stop. And John looks at Larry and says, why the hell does he even bother having a cold one? And maybe two. What's the point? What is the point of having a cold beer if you're not going to have 19 of them? The point being, the alky never understands the non-alky and vice versa.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's an exercise in futility, John. Let me just interrupt you for a second as we're up against the clock. I think it's an exercise in futility for people who are essentially sober to try to evaluate people who indulge in ways that we can just never understand. I do appreciate the call.
Good parable.
Yep. Thanks. You love parables, don't you?
I do.
Wonder what will be tomorrow. There'll be a parable, I'm sure, at one of your Sunday morning events.
I'm sure there will be.
I appreciate that. Thanks to Joe on the other side of the glass. We will be back next week at 9 o'clock.
God bless everybody.
Andy Hart is in Boston. Apparently, Mark James is down in FLA doing the show live from there. That should be fun. Have a good weekend, everybody. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.